welcome back. It is Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, where I, something I don't say, I haven't said more than twice here in the last year. We're on the road today. We're broadcasting live from a farm show. It's the Winter Ag and Construction Expo at the Jamestown Civic Center. And hey, I don't care who you buy your seed from. Buy your seed from the people you really like and the people you bought seed from forever. But make sure you put that expensive seed in a good building, in a good, safe place. From Gateway Building, Chris House joins us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Mick. How you doing?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah. Let's look back at 2020. We were in the depths of the pandemic, and nobody drove anywhere. The ag economy was tighter than Dickens, and people still wanted to build buildings?
Yep. Yeah, it was actually 2020 was definitely a learning year for everybody. For us, it was... little touch and go there for a while as far as like keeping everybody busy and stuff, but it actually turned out to be a relatively respectable year. Didn't set any land records of anything, but we took care of a lot of good customers, and you know, we made the ground track for 2021 to be a much, much better year so far. So.
Yeah. There was opportunity to have a lot of good long-range planning discussions with folks.
Yeah, that was one of the benefits of some of the people not getting into the fields and stuff, that they could really sit down and have some good, long, hard conversations about revamping their systems and kind of get geared up for the next, this year for farming.
Yeah. When I grew up, it was in the middle of the previous century, but the farm shop was, and none of the equipment was kept inside. Now we've got $500,000 to $1 million equipment that better be housed inside, and the farm shop is just a Cadillac, that maybe the nicest building on the place. So what is the latest and greatest when it comes to buildings from Gateway?
Well, we, you know, the farm shop, you are correct, the farm shop has become kind of a vital tool for any farming operation. You got more and more people that are doing their own maintenance on their tractors and combines and things like that. You know, we can design pretty much anything that you want to do. If you can dream it, we can come up with a way to make it happen for you.
Yeah. Somebody on Twitter the other day was asking, I'm building a new shop. Should I put in a well? I mean, in other words, you know, need to get down underneath, change the oil, whatever on the pick, you know, the vehicles and whatever. Do you see any of that these days?
Not a whole lot. You know, most of the time, you know, the equipment's big enough now to where, you know, you just kind of pretty much crawl underneath it get a 5-gallon bucket and catch your oil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way, you know, it is nowadays. But, yeah, some people might still want to do that, but you could do that for them.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. We'd come up with something for you.
How about the grain bin? Again, same thing. Brock is your... And that also is kind of the Cadillac. You see Brock bins at the elevators.
Yeah, that's correct. Right now, with steel prices are increasing, we've seen, since the first of the year, we've seen 5 price increases.
Wow.
And I don't see any end to it. But we're fortunate enough to have some bins from carryover products from last year that we still had on hand. And we actually have some really, really good prices on those bins right now. I looked at one this morning compared to, I quoted out one that was today's prices compared to my last year, and there was about almost a $5,000 price difference.
Okay. Well, percentage-wise, how much would that have been?
I suppose probably 10%, 15%,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, gasoline, diesel, seed, fertilizer, everything's going up about 10%.
Yep.
It's inflation, I guess, or the way the economy is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it's definitely going to be a pretty interesting start to the year here.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, corn and beans and wheat are up in territory that farmers, this is good, farm income, cash flow, and again, thanks to some federal dollars, cash flow on the farm was not very often a negative last year.
Yeah, no, that was a good thing. Got a lot of people that came in at the end of the year, you know, really wanting to put some of the federal money that they had gotten to good use. So they, you know, did some pre-order on some grain bins. We've done some site designs, got a couple of decent sized sites ready to go for this summer here. So
This might be a dumb question to some, but not to me, because I don't know the answer. So there are no such thing as a dumb question to the ignorant. Section 179 does not apply to buildings.
I guess I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't believe that it does.
Yeah, it's just equipment.
I think it's just equipment side of it.
Yeah. All right, we'll get a new pickup then. All right.
Well, yep.
Yeah, so, all right, well, let's talk a little bit about the these huge buildings that farmers do need. What is the biggest one you can, I mean, is there a restriction on width? There's obviously probably no restriction on length, but how about width?
No, really no restriction on width either. It just kind of depending upon, you know, what they want. I guess I'm, you know, out of my office, we don't do a whole lot of the buildings. We do more of the grain bins and dryers and stuff like that. But I know that the West Fargo office has got some really good building design people in it, and they've done some pretty decent-sized farm shops, you know, 150 wide. I mean, I'm sure you could probably go as wide as you really wanted to.
Wow. And length, again, unlimited.
Yeah, unlimited, yep.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, well, most roads, you get a mile between sections, so but that's a little...
yeah, that'd be a little aggressive. But
maybe a real good crop, we'd have to need that much to put the crop in. So.
Yeah.
All righty. Grain dryers, are those still a hot ticket item, or are they kind of slowed down a little?
Last year, obviously, because there was no corn, there was in 19, really wasn't a harvest. You know, they kind of did it all in the spring of 20. Grain dryers we sold a few new dryers that year, but this year it's actually starting to take off here. We've got quite a few new dryers going out this year. At my office here in Jamestown, we have probably 8 or 9 used dryers sitting on my lot right now.
I suppose it's like all of the other equipment off from the farm. They're all very well maintained, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them. You know, some of them we'll bring in if they're, you know, I'll take a look at them because I'm also a dryer service technician. I'll kind of go through them, you know, just to take them, you know, look at them, make sure there's no bearings or anything out of them. It's kind of hard to test fire some of them because of the different power voltages and stuff like that. Yeah. But I usually check everything over and make sure that everything's working to the best of my knowledge. But yeah, no dryers, I think, for the 2021 crop season they're going to be big, because it sounds like from just the outlook that I've been hearing from my customers is that everybody's going to go put in a lot of corn this year.
Yeah, and we just never know if you don't use the dryer this year, out of 10 years, you're going to use that dryer 4 to 6 times easily. Huh?
Yep, that's correct. You know, everybody tells me that, you know what, they want me to sell them a dryer, but... because I like selling dryers, but, you know, honestly, to sell a grain dryer, I like to sell them, but I don't like to sell them, because when I sell them, that means that they need them, and that's just going to bring more off the bottom line for the customer.
Yeah. I bought a snowblower for the first time in my life after the flood of 97. I bought it in July and didn't use it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I was just plain very happy with that.
yep. No, and with, you know, if you got customers out there that haven't ran their dryers in a couple of years, we do a preseason tune-up on them. You know, they can just get a hold of me if you're in the Jamestown area, or you can get a hold of somebody at the West Fargo office or somebody in our Fergus Falls office. You know, if we can get you set up to do a preseason checkup on it and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, good deal. All righty. Well, whether it's Brock Grain storage systems or big buildings, little buildings, anything you got, you're the folks to call.
Yep, that's correct. You can call me at 701-952-9300 or the corporate office at 701-293-7202.
Got office in Fergus Falls?
Yep.
And, just these three locations now.
Just these three locations. We actually just moved into a new building here here in Jamestown last November, last August.
Oh, who built your building?
well, it was already freestanding.
Oh, okay.
We're right across the interstate from Titan Machinery on the north side of the interstate there, right off the west side of the 281 bypass.
Sure, already out there in where the wind blows every now
and then. Oh, yeah, I just got my new sign up last week, and this morning I came and it was spinning around in a circle.
All right, well, you'll go back out there this afternoon and see if it's still standing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but...
yeah. All righty. Chris Hausch of Gateway Building Systems, thank you very much for the visit, and hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Nice seeing you.
Yep, likewise. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.